Everybody, happy Monday to girl Claudia Jordan, and welcome to Cocktails with the Queens. We are back with another fabulous episode. So let me introduce my girls. What's up, Vivica A. Fox? How you doing?
Happy holidays, Claudia. I'm doing excellent.
You look cute. Love the lipstick. Love the lipstick color.
I still got my holiday glow going on.
I see. We have to get into that later. Okay. And next up, we have Lisa Ray. What's up, pretty? How you doing?
Happy, happy, happy after Thanksgiving, thankful day. Hey,
y'all. Very nice. Did you have a good holiday?
I had a relaxing holiday. I knew that because we were going to have turkey and dressing for Christmas, I didn't want to do that for Thanksgiving. So I just did something regular. I did lasagna, salad, desserts, drinks, and game. You know what I mean? It was about being thankful on Thanksgiving.
That's right. That's right. And last but not least, always coming with a look and a nice hairstyle, we got Selena Johnson. What's up, girl?
Hey, girl. Hey, how's everybody doing? Everybody looks fantastic. I missed you ladies for the holidays. I'm glad that you had a good time. Had a great time. It was a wonderful time.
No, Selena.
All I want to say is Selena, Selena, this platinum look for you is everything.
You look like a rich bitch, don't you?
She looked real rich.
It's a rich white woman.
It's so pretty,
honey.
Thank you. It's like, you know, I'm trying to switch it up. You know, I've always been, my hair's always been dark, you know,
for
my entire career. So I was like, you know, you can have fun now with wigs. And I was like, this is really working. So I'm going to keep trying to see what happens.
Well, it's a winner.
Selena is one of those people that can wear any, like, and has shown on the show, any hair color. Red, like
I'm you. I'm a hairstyle fan. Yeah,
for sure. You definitely have. But Thanksgiving, I had a great time as well. I think I had
a little. Claudia, how was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah. It was really fun. I spent it in New York. I went to Florida and got my stitches taken out of my toes. So I'm on my way to healing. Okay. On the plane, right? My cheeks started getting like big, and I'm alert. Look, my face is like twice the size as normally. So I want to let y'all know I did not get bad fillers. It's an allergic reaction. Boy, y'all get started on me. But I don't know what
happened. Claudia, I don't see it. I've been telling you, girl. It looks like you just giving cheekbones for days.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
I'm giving chipmunks for days.
Okay. Did you do a little contour at least? You know what I mean?
I mean, I had a makeup artist do my makeup the other day, and I feel like it accentuated the cheeks. But we're going to power through it, because that's what we do here at Cocktails with Queens. We show up for y'all, because y'all show up for us. But before we start the show, our very own Selena has been dropping some Christmas singles. Selena, tell us about what you're doing.
Well, ladies, I've been very, very busy behind the scenes doing music. You know, it's something that I do, but in conjunction with film. So I have produced alongside Dr. Salisha Productions, which is my manager, and Toxic Productions, which is my producer, three Christmas albums for three different movie soundtracks.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Thank you guys so much. It's the first time I've ever done any type of Christmas records. And the people, the friends in the industry that came onto this project, Kiki Wyatt, we released our first single, Joy to the World. Kenny Lattimore, we did a duet with Silent Night and Kiki Wyatt. Tweet, Carl Thomas, Lila James. I mean, the list goes on and on. But the most important thing about this album is that we brought on so many amazing new artists. KJ, he's an amazing young artist. An artist named Joshua Gunn, who's an amazing hip hop artist. And then there's a new artist who is a female, and she's absolutely drop dead gorgeous. She's a pop artist. Her name is Erica J. So be on the lookout for her, because her voice is angelic and beautiful. So
Selena,
I'm just really excited. Yes.
KJ from Memphis?
No, KJ is from here. He's a kid. He's like 19 years old.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Yes, honey. He plays the guitar. Now, two singles are dropping tomorrow. One is one I wrote, and it's an original record called Snow White Christmas. Mm. And we're dropping Silent Night with myself, Kiki Wyatt, and Kenny Lattimore. There's already three singles out. The names of the movies are All I Want for Christmas, My Christmas Fiancé, and Santa Games. And it's under Bungalow Films, and it'll be on Hulu and Tubi. The movies will be on Hulu and Tubi this December. So Super excited about it. All the Christmas parties y'all about to go to, we're on Spotify. It's on sale anywhere digital music is sold. I'm very, very excited about this. This is my first Christmas album, so I need the support of everybody to get the Christmas songs, because Christmas music is timeless.
Let me tell you,
you know, all you got to do is send us a flyer and a little.
Oh, honey, you know I'm gonna send y'all all the flyers.
Right, it's a little snippet, yes.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that, because when I tell you a song with you and Kiki, it's gonna be so soulful. I don't know how many of y'all divided the bars. You know what I mean?
Honey, it's bad to the bone. That Kiki Wyatt is incomparable.
Yes.
And people can say what they want to say about her, that sucker, thank you very much. But I gotta give, I appreciate that I received that, Lisa Ray. But Kiki Wyatt is a very good friend of mine. Y'all know I love her. Midnight Time, she popped in the screen.
Yeah.
She was in the basement in my studio recording that music.
Well, Selena, you know we are very proud of you here at Fox Soul and the Queens. We support everything you do. So yes, we will definitely be reposting and urging all the soulmates and everybody outside of the soulmates to support your music. We are very proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, another queen was in the headlines all throughout the break. Vivica.
Oh.
I was like, I cannot wait till Monday. Now, over the weekend, you called out Ye for using a clip of you talking about his antics on our show in his presidential campaign video. Now, Vivica, is there anything else you'd like to say about this video? Because I did see a nice classy clap back to him. It was beautiful.
Can you read my clap back, Claudia, in your journalistic voice?
Okay. Now, darling, if you're going to use a clip featuring me, it should be accurate. I was not happy with you for saying George Floyd wasn't murdered, but hey, thanks for watching my Fox Soul show, Cocktails with Queens. And no, two can play that game.
Very good.
Yes. I will thank my fellow queen, because when it came up, I didn't even know it was out. All of a sudden, you know how you start getting tagged and everything starts coming up. And then someone sent me like, hey, check this out. And so it was kind of on a group chat, and Miss Selena said, well, girl, why don't you let them know? Thank you for watching Fox Soul. I was like, brilliant, brilliant. You know, because I'm going to let you know, Selena, my original clap back wasn't going to be that classic.
I'm sure.
My Twitter fingers was burning, y'all, because I was ready. You know what? But I tell you what, Kanye. This is a first for me. I have never been featured in a presidential campaign. Now, we don't know how far that campaign gonna go. I don't think you're gonna make it past the first round, Ye. That was a first.
Yay,
whatever the hell. He's this week, who knows? So, you know, I just think that it was just best to keep it classy. I did not feel like getting in the gutter with him, because I was a little disappointed more than anything else. I'm like, if you're going to use the clip, use it accurately. Right. You know, don't make it look like I hate you and we want to cancel you. There was a reason why you got that reaction, my brother.
It was also on brand for what he's been doing lately, hanging out with white supremacists, to turn around and use a Black woman, a successful A-list actress, to make it seem like you're this angry Black woman against Kanye. Kanye's constantly the victim in all this, right? He's the victim.
Yes, it's like, you know, oh my gosh, why are you counseling me? And it's like every action is going to get a reaction. So, like I said, it was just surprising and a first time. And we gonna move on from there, because I'm such a beautiful, thankful mood that I don't feel like no negativity. But
Well, since we know that Kanye West is a avid viewer of Cocktails with the Queens,
Kanye
West, we would like to invite you onto the platform, and we can have a thoughtful discussion here. You can discuss your platform on what you're running for when and if you ever become president. We would love to have you here.
Yes. So from your queens here at Cocktails with Queen, your four beautiful African-American successful queens, come on and chat with us, Kanye. Come on.
Just if come you're not scared. If
pull
you're
on not scared. Up. Pull on up. We would love to have you. Matter of fact, we'll let you have the whole hour so we can figure out what the hell is going on.
Oh, can you imagine how many personalities we'll see in that 1 hour?
It'll be a lot of talking over and a lot of not listening.
I think we'd be surprised.
Because the way narcissism is set up, if you don't agree with the person that's narcissistic, it incites gaslighting.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
It's very frustrating. So
speaking of frustrating, you know, Thanksgiving, we get to see everybody's plates and everybody want to post their food. Like, it's so different. Well, mac and cheese is often viewed as, you know, the centerpiece on a holiday function, especially by Black families. Everyone brags about, you know, you got to have your macaroni and cheese, right? Well, over the weekend, Christina Milian and Krishan Rock had people side-eyeing how they prepare the popular dish using their hands. What are your thoughts on Milan and Rock being so hands-on when it comes to that mac and cheese game? Lisa, I'm going to go to you first because I personally had your fantastic cooking. What do you think about this using the hands and all that?
I will say this. I have been known to use my hands as well, especially, you know, I don't know anybody that don't use their hands on ground beef when they season it. You get up in there.
That's true.
However, I have not seen it done with macaroni and cheese. Mm. You know, I even when you use chunks of cheese, you do that, you know, it's going to melt off in there. So you wouldn't have to stir that up. Your seasoning should be stirred up in there with a spoon. But I'm sure they have, you know, they family trust them and that they wash their hands, especially afterwards. And I don't know how good it was, you know, but how did it look? Did they show us a picture afterwards?
Right.
Christina Milian did show it after.
What did it look like, Selena? Did it look okay?
It looked normal. It looked like regular macaroni and cheese. Okay. I mean, just because of the way she's preparing it doesn't really affect how it turned out. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that was the outrage. And she came on the post, Christina Milian did, and was like, you know, y'all know I wash my hands and I'm making this dinner for my family and this, that, and the third. But I'm with Lisa Ray. Like, I come from a long line of women that get it in cooking. Grandmama, grandfather, great, like everybody cooks real good. Nobody has ever used their hands with macaroni and cheese. Meatloaf, yes. Macaroni and cheese, no.
I was more concerned with some of the our lighter shade brethren using the bathtub to mix clean greens. And you see that?
I saw it, girl. I was waiting on my turn. I was patiently waiting on my turn. I said, why was everybody so damn hands-on with cleaning and mixing stuff for Thanksgiving? I feel like that one meme. Did y'all see that one meme floating around? The lady said, look, just because you done messed around and saw something on the internet, don't experiment on Thanksgiving. Experiment on Thanksgiving. So listen,
and
I used to be macaroni queen. That should be my favorite dish to make. I've never mixed it with my hands. The only thing that you may see me use my hands is to sprinkle the cheddar cheese or the mix of cheese on the top for the end that you then stir up. But getting all in there with your hands and it getting underneath your nails, and then you're going to what? Then move on to another dish. Don't experiment with stuff on Thanksgiving. I'm just going to close with that.
Wait, who was this with the greens? Because how many greens and people was he feeding the bees?
Right. A tub full, Lisa Ray.
In the tub.
Not a sink.
That's unnecessary.
Claudia, was it not a tub full of greens?
It was a whole tub and it was just so disgusting.
Well, thank God it wasn't a washing machine, okay?
Don't give him no ideas now.
I think I saw that too, though. I think I saw somebody down to the washing machine. Yeah, I think I did. And it's just unnecessary. I think people are doing things to get a rise out of Instagram and social media.
Agreed. As I said, that's what the meme, the lady, the auntie said. Auntie said, y'all gonna stop learning to try everything y'all see on the damn internet.
Yeah, I've had enough of humans. You know what? Speaking of having enough, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. But listen, we got some Will Smith news we got for you right when we come back from the break. So don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. It seems like everyone in the comments is agreeing that the greens in the bathtub video was disgusting, and that is a no-no. All right. Speaking of no-nos, Will Smith is saying that he understands that people say no-no to, you know, his film Emancipation because of the Oscar slap. People may not be ready. Take a look at what he said.
My deepest hope is that my actions don't penalize my team. So at this point, that's what I'm working for. That's what I'm hoping for.
Selena, let's start with you. What are your thoughts about what Will Smith said? And do you think there's some truth to that people may not be ready yet?
You know, I think that I've seen Will come, you know, come public and speak on this issue before a couple of times. Mm-hmm. He was very apologetic. And my issue is this, how many times does someone have to apologize for the things that they've done wrong? Amen. You know, Will is still an artist and he still is excellent at what he does. And he is still creating content that is pushing our culture forward. And I just feel like, you know, at this point, if we're still watching Harvey Weinstein movies, we can most certainly watch Will Smith movie. And especially if it's about our culture and a true story and pushing something forward, I don't think he should be penalized past that. And like he said, it's not right to penalize his team. He's employed hundreds of people with this film probably. So I think that we should support the film because of the subject matter and because of Will's artistry. He has been dedicated to the artistry. If we could separate, you know, for a minute, those specific actions and really focus on his artistry, which hasn't hurt anyone. I accept his apology and I feel like we should move on from this subject.
Okay. Lisa Ray, what do you think?
Selena, you said that perfectly. Absolutely perfectly, because you're absolutely right. You know, we are responsible for employing a lot of people as they are responsible for us. And it is a team effort and we are accountable for each other. Meaning the brand is not just his brand because he's the brand of the studio and the people, the director and whatever. So when you go out and do something, you know, crazy, then everybody's looking at you, which is responsible for a triple effect going down. You know what I mean? Through everyone else, the director, the producers, the other actors and da da. But you're right. As far as an actor, he's still brilliant in what he does, you know. But I'm glad to note that his conscience is thinking about, you know, people may not be ready yet and that he's still offering his, I'll say, not even just apologies, but his condolences for just everything that happened and, you know, the feeling of that. So, you know, I concur with what you said.
Okay, we have a good one about you.
I concur with the ladies, but I also have a different take.
Okay.
Will, you're gonna be apologizing for the next 10 years that you banned, unfortunately. Stop. You don't have to apologize anymore. We all heard you very clearly the first time, but I do commend you for being a stand-up kind of guy that you understand that, you know, that there are other people that should be noticed. The director, Antoine Fuqua, is amazing. I've seen some clips that are just amazing. The cinematography, the lighting, it was a whole different side of Will Smith that I had never seen before. But I don't want Will that every time he puts out a movie over the next 10 years that he has this Oscar ban to be apologizing for his creativity. He's an actor. It happened. Move on.
And if Chris, I'm not sure what Chris Rock's stance is on it, but you know, I just want to kind of point out, like I like to point out the hypocrisy in our society, depending on the part of entertainment business that the person's in. Like some rappers have done stuff that has been like beating up women, shooting folks, killing folks, and we just rock on out to their music and like nothing ever happened.
Agreed.
I kind of feel like we kind of pick and choose, and like I just feel like we're so inconsistent, right? Like Chrisette Michelle performs at the inauguration. She's canceled because she dealt with Trump. Kanye is licking his behind pretty much. And we, oh, issues, he's a genius. It's like we pick and choose how bad we want to punish the person, but we don't have a consistent standard across the board. And I just want us to look a little deep about why we do that.
That's a very good point, Barney.
You know?
That's an excellent point.
It's just like about the Chris Brown thing when they canceled his performance doing the Michael Jackson tribute.
Exactly, still that holding that BS from, yeah.
And we know that that boy know how to dance and he's a rock and roll. I mean, he rocks, you know what I'm saying? And we know his performance is great. And he had Ciara coming over, but just all the rehearsal time that it took, the disrespect of them to cancel him at such last minute. You knew when you made the phone call to ask him, are you available? You knew from the past. So why I feel like they got a little bit more heat than what they felt like they can handle. And they said, oh, we made a mistake. Let's change this. No, we can't have it now. I think it was terrible. And when you gonna let him, that was like, I don't even know how long ago that was, but that was definitely the past.
That was a day. And can I just piggyback off of that? That if Will Smith's movies start coming out and he still maintains being Mr. Box Office, movies grossing minimum close to $100 million, getting the, you know, the attention that his fans are going to still be there. They still love Will Smith. He made a mistake. I think Will should step back at this point and let the numbers and his work speak for himself. I hate seeing Will Smith have, this is his first mistake and only mistake. Was it a big one? Yes. But if those numbers come in and the fan base is there, let your work speak for yourself, sweetheart. You don't have to keep on, you know, begging for everyone's forgiveness. Your fans know you made a mistake. They're going to be there.
And one, what you do, go ahead.
I just want to piggyback off what you said, Claudia, just one last thing. It's interesting how, just for me, I bet the people that are so eager to cancel these artists, did anybody ever give you grace on the things that you've done wrong?
Amen.
I bet you they've done a whole bunch of messed up stuff in their lives. And people may not even know about the stuff that they've done, but people, celebrities that have to always constantly be on the chopping block and in the public eye, of course it's gonna keep getting brought up. Think about how you live your life and you don't have to deal with that all the time. And how much courage it takes for him to have to continue to even keep apologizing or showing empathy. Like you need to look inside yourself and be like, yo, if it was me, I would want that type of empathy. You know what I'm saying? Like people got to start doing that. Like it's the hypocrisy. You're right, Claudia.
And you know, I think once you do a satisfactory, sincere apology,
it's enough.
That should be, and you show, and the best apology is change behavior, right? So if there's no more incidents from him, then we can bury that. Because I will say this, I've been dragged for things from like 2005, 2009, an old clip out of context, whatever, that is like so bad now, but the way humor and comedy was back then. Oh, and I've also made mistakes. Do I have to live for that? Do I have to pay for that my entire life? And what do I do? What is it that will make you people, and I say you people, I mean people on the internet world, when is it enough? Because these same people, like y'all said, are the same people that when they make a mistake, they expect to be forgiven. Now, it was bad.
Apologize.
A sincere apology and change behavior should be enough.
Yes.
Yep.
And also, I want to point out the AMAs also said they didn't want a domestic violence person honoring a pedophile. So though Michael Jackson—
Was that allegedly? Because I never saw that statement released. Was that allegedly though?
Allegedly, that was something that came out. And hopefully I'm not off on that. But if that is true, Michael Jackson is also someone who has never been found guilty of that.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh, all right. All right.
When they made the call for that too, they knew all of this past history stuff.
It's giving two birds and one stone on Black men.
Well, why did you ask him in the first place and then get this man to prepare? If you felt that way, you can feel that way. And Rihanna's trauma is not BS. I definitely want to point that out. What Rihanna went through was not something to be swept under the rug. But at the same time, why did you set that man up like that? So we can talk about the show and watch it and be mad, right? It trended all week.
And by the way, their numbers weren't that great. In closing. Well,
should have had Chris Brown on them. All right, y'all. Kelly Rowland is still defending Chris Brown after standing up for him at the American Music Awards. Take a look at this video, courtesy of TMZ.
You know what? We all need to be forgiven for anything that we could be doing, anything that we're thinking. We all come up short in some sort of way. And grace is real.
I love Kelly Rowland.
Me too.
So graciously safe.
I love Kelly Rowland because she checked that old AMA audience when they even tried. She said, she gave him the church finger.
So the AMA, it was supposed to be a tribute to Michael Jackson's the 40th anniversary of Thriller, right? And the AMAs did release a statement about Brown's performance. Live shows change all the time. It's the nature of this business. Unfortunately, this element of the AMAs didn't come together as we couldn't align on the performance. To no fault of Chris Brown. What does that sound? That sounds.
And do they compensate them for that? I mean, at least did they even compensate him for the?
Oh, I'm sure he had worked out a pay.
He
I'm
has sure to pay for rehearsals. Yeah.
Did y'all see the rehearsal footage? Like he was gonna.
Fantastic.
Kill it.
Yeah.
And my thing is, he has a big enough platform where releasing that footage was the AMA Awards.
Exactly. So,
Y'all can get on thinking somebody needs y'all platform, because the people's platforms is big enough where they can put their own stuff out and it'll go viral and it'll be bigger than the AMAs, which as you can see, it now is. Now,
Selena, I want to piggyback off of that, because I think another award show will say, look at that. That was hot, and grab that.
The Grammys. Grammys.
I would like to offer this solution. BET Awards, we always complain that the biggest artists do not support the BET Awards and the Soul Train Awards, and we need to get back to going to our own platform that we have in place where we are appreciated, not tolerated. If these mainstream award shows don't want to have us rocking on there, Chris Brown, bring that fire performance to the BET Awards, and we will gladly watch that performance.
But you know what?
They're still going to watch it.
They have us brainwashed to believe that that award show is the top award show, so you haven't really made it until you get that.
And I thought that Chris Brown, you know, took that as a gentleman. He just, instead of him, because you know, Chris Brown will get with you. And instead, no, he will. He's when he has enough, he has enough. But instead, he did it like a gentleman. He says, wow, you guys, look what I was preparing.
Yeah, man.
And look at the work. Speak for himself. Yep. He didn't then go down the whole thing where, you know, they probably canceled me because woo 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 or this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. He just said, this was what I was preparing to honor one of the greatest of all time, Michael Jackson, and released that footage, baby, and that went viral on its own.
Right. And into
the song, yes,
into the people in comments, I see some comments. I'm not going to read them about us defending dusty behavior the same from Black men. I saw a couple comments about that. If you miss what we just talked about earlier, we talked about grace.
Yes.
And we did acknowledge that there have been, the behavior wasn't right. But how long do you pay for your mistake? And I you know what? I would like for our producers, like, I would love for us to do a queendom one of these days on forgiveness and grace.
Yes.
I think we should talk about that, because I think once you do something bad, except, of course, murder and pedophilia, that's no forgiveness ever.
Yeah.
But what things are forgivable over time and what things are not, I think we should tackle that on, because I think there's some misunderstanding here. Like, death penalty, no. Redemption, is it possible? I do think so.
Agreed. All right. All of us have done something in our lives that we've regretted.
Facts.
No one's perfect.
Facts. Well, some regret with this Kim Kardashian story. Now, she's breaking her silence on the Balenciaga scandal after the designer brand received backlash for featuring children rocking dominatrix-inspired leather outfits while posing with BDSM-themed accessories in an advertisement. Now, Kim wrote, as a mother of four, I've been shaken by the disturbing images. The safety of children must be held with the highest regard. And any attempts to normalize child abuse of any kind should have no place in our society, period. Now, Kim also went on and tweeted, as for my future with Balenciaga, I am currently reevaluating my relationship with the brand, basing it off their willingness to accept accountability for something that should have never happened to begin with, and the actions I'm expecting to see them take to protect children. What are your thoughts on this story and Kim Kardashian's response? Vivica, let's start with you. What do you think?
I'm glad that Kim came out, because she has been a huge platform for Balenciaga, you know, from wearing their clothes. I mean, I remember when she showed up at the Met Gala with that whole black thing on. Balenciaga has definitely went to a dark side of things. And then I just don't appreciate the fact that they tried to pass the buck on to others when they said creatively, you know, this was something that came out. And the person that created was like, hold up now, y'all gave me permission. And y'all were on set. So, you know, I have a thing about accountability. If y'all messed up and the campaign didn't work, that maybe y'all thought, oh, this is cute. And it was not, especially using children, you know, accept a responsibility and then people will move on. But the whole passing the buck and not accepting accountability, I found it to be totally offensive.
And Kim is smart. You know what I mean? She is, you know, and for her to be able to use her platform to say, hey, I'm reevaluating this. I want to hold them accountable. I want to see how they're going to step up. Because if they don't, then the people that's even her fan that's going to commend her for standing up is going to be behind her. So bravo to her.
That's right. Selena, what do you think?
You know, let's be clear. The biggest consumer in America is African-American women. And, you know, we buy everything. We buy into everything. We support everything. And Balenciaga, you all probably were not really popping in the African American community until the Kardashians and Kanye start rocking y'all stuff. Let's just keep it real. So if I'm Kim Kardashian and I know that this is my audience, and I know that I'm a mother of Black children, and I know that, you know, this affects how my fan base, I have to be very careful about my brand and how I move. Plus, Kim is already in, this is on brand for Kim because she's already somewhere trying to be a freedom fighter, honey, down to the law and everything. So this is already something that she's in alignment with, she's in tune with, this is already on her radar, you know, things like this. So I commend her for standing up because she knows, listen, Balenciaga, I don't need you. You need me. And most of these brands need people to collaborate with in order to push their stuff. That is just the facts. If we're not, you know, if someone is not famous, is not wearing their clothes, that's why they pay celebrities millions of dollars to promote their products.
Exactly.
If we don't promote the products, you don't have the power. So she's exercising her power. And I just hope that Black people can take a page out of, you know, that book and understand their power as well and follow suit in other entities. But I love what she's done because mm-hmm. it sets a trend for artists and celebrities to not have fear to fight for what they believe in.
Exactly.
Another celebrity that pushed Balenciaga, I remember this even before Kim Kardashian, was Cardi B. I remember her wearing those fabric boots. Yep. And you're right. It was
The socks, the boots with the socks.
Yep. It's the Black and brown folks that make it poppin' and make you, I'm gonna say this to designers. Y'all been really tripping the last few years. And it's not just Balenciaga. Let me remind y'all, Gucci, who Black people bought up the whole spot. Y'all tried it with that little caricature sweater that y'all had with the big lips, the big red lips.
Right. Agreed.
And we were mad for a few minutes and then people kind of got over it. And we have to start realizing we have almost $2 trillion in buying power of African Americans, Black people in America, $1.7 trillion in buying power. We can hurt these companies. If we don't like what they're doing, we can dictate what they do and what they don't do. Once we show them, we're not going to get it. But we got too many of us that care. Nah, man, I got to get my drip for the weekend. And then we don't need to get anybody up hanging. We don't. Like, what a brand that made like fun of that caricature with the big lips. Like that.
Yes.
They played in our faces with that.
Yeah.
Balenciaga, you played in our face with this. You know how many people have signed off on that nonsense for it to become an ad?
I'm so they feel like we bring their brand down.
A lot of this, I have to call us out when we are wrong. A lot of this is our fault. We see Black designers every day. We talk about it on Black History Month. We might put a post up, but are we really supporting Black brands the way we all could? I'm going to say I have been guilty of not doing my part and I want to do better. And I just want to tell people.
You know, Claudia, you have promoted that one clothing line really well.
BJ Label.
Yes, our girl in Dallas.
Yep,
and her clothes are fabulous. And now she's on my radar. I'm always looking at her clothing line. So it I don't think it matters how many you do, because I support Black designers all the time, you know, wig makers, everything, Black people all the time, because I'm surrounded by Black people. I just roll with us. But I don't think I don't think it should be compared as like, oh, well, I only supported one, so that's not good. No, I'm sure you've supported Black designers, chefs, masseuse, all kinds of people that are making money in their craft. Unknowingly, just because that's our environment. You know what I'm saying?
And then here's the thing. They have left some of those bigger brands and started their own brands. I know that I rep the Louis Stewart collection.
Yes.
He's from Louis Vuitton. You know what I mean? And he makes his own bags. And when you look at the quality of his bags, you get it. You like, oh yeah, you learned. you either gave them that and said, I'm going to take it back and do my own thing. And I support the hell out of him because I love the way the bags feel and the hardware on there and how colorful they are and the bags that they do. So, you know, we got to do better.
I think we do it, but I want to do, we can always do more. And that's just my point. You're right. We do support, but I want to do more. Okay. We got to take a break. I want to get to the story because Shaq kind of checked Kanye about this whole Balenciaga thing. Shaq been real spicy lately and I'm here for it.
Well,
I got to do a commercial and then we're going to get to the story right after that. Okay, we'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queen. Soulmates, thank you for your support in the chat. We really appreciate y'all and spreading the word about our show. If you are feeling the show, throw some crowns up in the chat for the queens. All right, y'all, the holidays came early this year. Now, ladies, if you're still not sure what to get your man for this holiday season, then look no further than our friends over at Manscaped. The leading men's hygiene brand just launched new products that your man will actually use, including their new shower time favorite, the Body Buffer. It's time to give the man of your life the gift of a good shower experience this holiday season. Now, I always want to make sure whatever I get my man is actually something he's actually going to use. And their Performance Package 4.0 is absolutely giving me my money's worth. Now, inside, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is a waterproof electric trimmer that is advanced skin-safe technology. Now, it includes a crop preserver and crop reviver and anti-chafing deodorant for your testicles, moisturizer and toner to keep his North Pole feeling and smelling fresh. Now their hygiene bundle also comes with a pair of Manscaped anti-chafing boxers that'll keep his private area feeling fresh all day long. Now, and Manscaped is going beyond the groin with its new ultra premium body wash. It's infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep his skin feeling clean, nice and moisturized. It smells good. I guarantee you'll want to use his body wash too. Now, Manscaped also launched their new body buffer. This 100% antibacterial body scrubber is just what he needs to keep him fresh and clean this holiday season. To my ladies out there, get your man, your dad, your brother, and all your friends the best gift of all, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Listen, we are happy that men have taken an interest in manscaping and keeping it all looking so tidy and nice. So make sure you get this great product. Now go ahead and get 20% off plus free shipping with the code WITHQUEENS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code WITHQUEENS at manscaped.com. Get him the best gift of all from Manscaped. Alleged. All right. Something that wasn't alleged was, speaking of the whole Balenciaga thing, Shaquille O'Neal was not here for Ye calling out celebrities for not condemning Balenciaga after they were accused of sexualizing children. Shaq wrote underneath a post by the Shade Room, the same brand that dropped his dumb bleep, narcissist, bleep, hypocrite. Vivica is cracking up. I gotta go to you first, Vivica. Vivica.
Shaq, don't mess with the diesel, okay? Let me tell you something. If that's one that's gonna keep it 100 with you, Shaq will. You know, see, when you come on this side with the boss players, is it yay, whatever the hell, once again, you got to watch who you mess with because you're going to get it back 100. Ain't nobody going to cower away like, oh, well, maybe not. No. So, yes.
Right.
You coming on this side, you're going to get it back 100.
And that's what we always say we want people to do, right? Hold everyone accountable when they're wrong. You need those big brothers and sisters and aunties and uncles to be able to say, now, hold on. Because right. That's how you're able to even check yourself and learn. That's what life is about. So it's okay to be checked. Check.
Selena, what do you think?
You know, first of all, this entire Kanye saga is stressful for me because he was someone that I looked up to, not looked up to, but someone that I admired in terms of a colleague, someone I've worked with for years, someone that I've loved, you know, someone that has been following God since Jesus walks. You know, this is someone who in our community we've looked up to. But the hypocrisy comes into play when Kanye gets upset when people don't support things that he does and says, right? Like, I just want to say just how you get upset when people don't support you or people don't believe in you or people don't agree with what you're saying. People have the right also to say what they feel and reject what they feel, reject what you say. They have a right to disagree with what you think and say. And it doesn't make them bad or not on your side. It just means they're also human beings. And who would want friends around them that are yes men that agree to everything that you say and do? And that's why people think that you're narcissistic. So the whole, you mad that celebrities are not supporting everything that you say, that's foolishness. I have friends that I've been with for 30 years that disagree with things that I say on a day-to-day basis. And they're still my very, very close friends. And then, and then also too, I'm gonna say this real quick and go about my business. People out here talking about he's a genius and he getting ready to do something undercover. Are you happy with how he got to whatever it is you think that he's getting ready to uncover? Because he got there at the expense of our emotions, African-Americans, are his fans, our feelings, our emotions, and we're embarrassed, actually. You mm-hmm. got there at the expense of our tears and our pain. So even if you have this master plan that nobody knows about, will you be able, we're still gonna be upset by how you got there. So we have there's a legitimacy in how, in our frustration and anger with you, Kanye, and I'm sick of you acting like you're so appalled by people disagreeing with your behaviors. They're blatant and we don't agree with them. And you have to be okay with the fact that we don't agree with certain stuff. We agree with your music. We agree with your lyrics. We've agreed with your career. We wanted to see you win. We still don't want to see a Black man down, but we cannot agree lately. And I'm just getting sick of the whole, the celebrities didn't back me up. No, we're human beings. And we have a right to not like stuff. That is narcissistic. And no, I'm not a therapist, but that's easy dictionary and see that that's incorrect.
Great.
I'm just very upset about it.
And anyone that's ever dealt with, met with, or had an argument with a narcissist, you can't win that argument because they will refuse to ever be wrong. They refuse to ever, they're not sympathetic to your side. They don't feel your point of view. They think you disagree with them is you attacking them, yes, right?
Right.
No matter what they say, you're supposed to just fall in line and agree with what they have to say. Kanye West, I know we weren't supposed to talk about him for a while, but I'm going to just say this. It was not even 6 months ago where you was deriding and bragging about your partnerships with Balenciaga, Gap, and Adidas.
Yep.
It goes left. Now all these companies are so evil. What happened? They disagreed with the marketing plans, and now you want us to get on board and use your Black children and the base. Right. You want to throw that in there when you want our help. We're not dumb, so stop. And narcissists also think everyone's dumb and they're smarter than everybody too. We're dumb.
And look what Trump did. You wrote him, said he was your father figure, and you have a father. And you said he was your father figure. This man turned around, called you crazy, and then made reference to the fact that he helped a crazy Black person. He's a disgusting, despicable human and turned his back on you. And you have yet to call out his foolishness.
Hello.
But you'll you call out Diddy.
Right.
You call out the white man. You call out the white man.
Right.
And you have a friend. You know?
It's not right. It's not right. You gotta be accountable, man. Like, or you gotta own up to some of the stuff that people don't agree with. It's okay. Like, you can have your stance. That's cool. Black power, power to the people. We got it. You keeping it 100. Good luck. But so are we. We're keeping it 100 to what we believe and what we feel. And that has to count for something too. And I'm just sick of the whole, y'all ain't supporting Kanye. Stop it. We don't agree with stuff. And we have rights to that too.
Exactly. And on that note, we can't say it any better than that. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we have more Cocktails with the Queens. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. All right, y'all. If you have dark spots, it can often feel like a vicious cycle. As soon as one fades, another one pops up. Well, guess what? You can break the cycle with Clinique, Even Better Clinical Dark Spot Interrupter. This is a powerful serum that works on melanin-rich to fair skin and helps visibly correct dark spots, such as acne marks, while protecting from future discoloration. 94% demonstrated an improvement in radiance and visible skin tone, including acne marks, in 8 weeks. And you can see a 39% visible reduction in dark spots in 12 weeks. Now, our damage eraser with CL302 Brightening Complex is now more concentrated with booster technology to deliver dramatic brightening results, yet it is still gentle enough for all skin types. It also features our proprietary brightening molecule and vitamin C for an even more looking skin tone, including acne marks. Plus, it improves the look of existing dark spots, including age spots, while interrupting the look of future dark spots too. Now, in just 2.5 hours, it helps quell redness from irritation that can trigger new visible spots and worsen existing spots. This powerful brightening serum from melanin-rich to fair skin is set to visibly improve uneven skin tone and interrupt the look of future dark spots. Now, what is this product free of? Oil, denatured alcohol, SLS, SLES sulfates, parabens, phthalates, and fragrance. It's an oil-free, non-acneogenic, fast-absorbing serum developed by a dermatologist. So make sure to get the even better clinical spot remover this holiday season at Clinique.com. Once again, that's Clinique.com. All right, now, we definitely am into all kinds of skincare, so check them out. All right, y'all, over the holiday, we definitely have a death of a really accomplished singer that we want to definitely show a little love to. Irene Cara passed away. We don't know why and what she passed away from, but she sang the theme song to Fame and had the biggest record in the world at one point. What do y'all ladies think about this in her career?
She was such a great singer. She was so cute and so pretty. And I remember the you know, when you think about Fame, what a feeling. That's a feel good song. You know what I mean? And hey, you know, I was introduced to the whole, you know, dance, you know, world, you know, through her music of Fame. But I don't think that she got her due justice. You know what I mean? She was such a great artist, you know, and it's very little that we had seen from her even over the years. And even not to know what she passed from, I don't know, maybe they want to keep it so private that it's none of our business. I don't know, but she belonged to us still, you know? So my condolences as well.
Mm-hmm. Selena?
Well, you know, I looked up to Irene Cara because of Sparkle. Remember Sparkle? She was in that movie and I used to, you know, adore her from there. Obviously Fame as well. You know, it's always sad when we lose someone that's a pioneer in television and music, you know. So, you know, may she rest in peace. Hopefully her family can, you know, find peace in the fact that she was such an icon for her people, for her, you know, community. So
that's right.
She definitely left an imprint on me forever, and obviously Lisa Ray as well. So rest in peace, Irene Cara.
Rebecca?
To the beautiful Irene Cara, thank you for all of your gifts. You are gone way too soon, but Queen, you will not be forgotten. So rest in peace.
I just want to say real quick that it's unfortunate that it took her passing for us to see the injustice that was done to her, which as far as the music industry and how shady it can be. And we will definitely keep her story and her name alive. And I want to dig deeper and know more about this woman now. And because of her story, I think other artists will definitely benefit from, you know, she was vocal about the entertainment business and some of the pitfalls of it. And this woman had the biggest song in the world at the time. And I was reading something about you know, how the record companies were. And she was very vocal. And I love a woman that is not afraid to go up against the establishment. So rest in power. I wish I would have been more up on you when you were here. I really do. But it's not, I'm going to definitely look more into it. We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back with more Cocktails with the Queens. Welcome back to Cocktails with the Queens. You know what? We don't have much time left on the show, but we felt this was important. So the murder of the young lady down in Mexico with her friends, Shanquilla, there's been a warrant issued or arrest of one of the friends.
Good.
And the Mexican authorities seem like they're not going to play with this case. Like
I hope they don't, because they asked me to be got. You going out of town with your friends? Your friends do that to you and rob you? And you got enough nerve to come back to her mama's house after you come back from the state? No, that's crazy.
Despicable.
Watching an interview with the mom, and she just seems so hurt, rightfully so. Oh. You know, these people told her so many lies. Oh, it was alcohol poisoning, kind of blaming her for, you know, getting drunk. And then come
everybody
to find out.
Right.
Well, I mean, they're on vacation. That should not be an issue to judge her. To find out that she had a spinal injury later on, and then once she started asking questions, the autopsy, now you don't want to come around and show love to the mom? Guilty. Guilty.
And the person that filmed it.
All of them. All of them.
All right, y'all. We're going to get more into that next week when we have more details. I want to say thank you for watching us. Stay tuned for a special encore presentation of Brutally Honest with the Jasmine Brand. And stick around for a new episode of Chemistry at 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 p.m. Eastern. We will see you all next week. Bye, ladies.
Bye.